From Bluestem Farm and Ranch. Winner announced after 4 p.m. Friday.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 848, 71 degrees. Pleased to be joined by Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I'm quite well. How are you?
Doing good today. Always good to have Greg in here every other week for an update on activities at the History Center. And they are in good number, have been here the entire year. And what's this about a Super Smash Brothers tournament, Greg?
It's a video game tournament. Super Smash Brothers is a video game. So we're going to have a big tournament here at the Lion's Den on here at our location, 7-Eleven Commercial, this coming Saturday at 1 o'clock. So if you want to participate in this particular tournament, it's a free if you just want to play for fun, but if you want to play for the money, it's a $5 entry fee. So it's the first time we're trying this, and we're looking forward to bringing in a different crowd of people.
Yeah, that should be fun. Sounds like fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's we've had a lot of interest in this, and so we're going to run it out and see how it goes. But yeah, it should be fun. I'm not a video gamer myself. I'm more of a pinball guy, but. But it should be fun.
So is this done basically on computers then, Greg?
Yes. So you bring your Nintendo Switch or any other gaming device that has this particular Super Smash Brothers on it and show up at Saturday at 1 o'clock, and we'll take it from there.
That sounds interesting. All right. So $5 entry fee if you want to play for the cash. Super Smash Brothers Tournament, Lyon County History Center. Sound like you had a lot of jigsaw puzzling going on here a few days ago, Greg.
We tried that. We had a jigsaw puzzle competition where everyone, you was either a single, double, triple, or a team of members, and you had 2 hours to put together the puzzle. Everybody put together the same puzzle, 500-piece puzzle. And there were more than one that finished it. I was impressed by that. But it was a very good event. Everybody had a lot of fun. And it's something else we're going to keep doing in the future.
All right. So let's see. The 4th of July holiday will be here before you know it. And you will be, I assume, closed in observance of our nation's birthday.
We will, in fact, be closed on Thursday, July 4th, and Friday during the day. But we will reopen Friday evening at 5 o'clock for the first Friday event that we are participating in. We are going to have the Emporia Flute Choir playing here. They played here before. They do a wonderful job. So
yeah, they do.
We close the 4th, close the 5th until 5, and then we'll go back to regular hours.
Sounds good. What about Spirit Fair this year, Greg?
So we had the big Flint Hill Spirit Fair last year. It was a big success. Everybody enjoyed it, particularly the vendors, and they wanted to come back. So we're going to have another Spirit Fair here at the History Center on July 20th from 10 to 5. It'll be bigger and more spirity.
Bigger and more spirity. I like that.
More spirit than ever.
More spirit than ever. Well, yes, that's coming up on July 20th. That should be a lot of fun as well.
All right. Yeah, stay tuned for more information on that. And what about, do you have a temporary exhibit up, Greg?
We have two temporary exhibits. We have a temporary exhibit up on the Unbound Bike Race, which we just recently went through, and the 50th anniversary of the 1974 June 8th tornadoes. We have a lot of interesting facts and figures and photographs and a video about the 1974 tornado. They will be up probably mostly through the summer. But new and exciting exhibits, as we always try to keep everything here fresh.
You do that. You are fresh at the Lyon County History Center, that is for sure. What about the Sunflower Summer this summer, Greg?
So the state of Kansas, the Department of Tourism, is having a promotion this summer where kids in grades K through 12, you sign up and get an app, and you go to several locations in the state, so rediscovering the state of Kansas, the touristy part, and you get a stamp, and then you turn this information into the state, and I think there's a prize involved, so he gets people out and about and rediscover Kansas, and it's all of its wonders.
All right.
Good deal.
Yeah, indeed. And And tell us a little bit about the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance, Greg.
So we are new members of the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance, which is a group of museums from the southeast quadrant of the state. We are participating in a summer program, a passport program, where you come here, you pick up a passport, we give you a stamp, and then you go to other people listed in this group and get stamps, and then there's prizes involved there. So come by and check that out, and we will hook you up with a passport, and it should be a fun summer for everybody.
Fun summer, and of course, memberships always available at the History Center, right?
Memberships are always available at $30 for an individual, $50 for a family, and it goes up from there. And speaking of memberships, last night we hosted the inaugural kickoff dinner for the Teachers Hall of Fame recipients.
Yeah.
And we actually sold a membership to one of them. So we are far and wide with our appeal to the public. So, yes, if you want a membership, go buy 7-Eleven commercial or go to our website, explorelioncounty.org, and we'll hook you up.
Indeed they will. Greg, hey, appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. And, of course, those same National Teachers Hall of Fame inductees, as Greg was referring to, will be right here in studio in, just over an hour, Chuck.
Yeah, 10:06 start time for the on-air chat. Join us.
Right here, KVOE. It's 8:54. Never gonna grow up, caught up in a southern sun. Yeah.